Hi, I'm John Tankard.
And I'm Elizabeth Tankard, and we are Carlos in OKC.
How many miles do you drive a day?
The average American drives 33.4 miles per day, which is about the distance of a trip from downtown Oklahoma to Edmond and back.
That doesn't seem like very far until you start to think about the fact that this is the average for all of the people in the United States.
Which means that while, sure, there are some people who drive less than that each day, there are plenty more who drive more than that.
But let's zoom in a little bit. In the Oklahoma City metropolitan area, there are more than 1 million people. Our collected vehicle miles traveled, or VMT, is around 36.8 million miles per day.
This is equivalent to a trip around the equator 1,480 times, or 77 trips to the moon and back.
At this rate, it would only take 2.5 days worth of Oklahoma City driving distance to reach the sun, or Pluto, in 4 months.
If you blow this up to the entire United States, you get our national yearly VMT of 2,975,858,000,000 miles.
This number is so big that it borders on incomprehensible. Thankfully, there's a unit of measure big enough that we've all at least heard of, the light year, or 5.88 trillion miles.
Our national population of 310 million people drives half of a light year each year.
In order for a spaceship to travel this distance in the same amount of time, it would have to travel at more than half the speed of light, 340 million miles per hour.
So, we drive a lot. Why does that matter?
One especially relevant reason is that we're pumping millions of tons of carbon dioxide into our atmosphere each year, just from transportation.
With the recent marches around the globe in support of finding solutions to climate change, there's never been a better time to cut back on your driving.
No snowflake thinks it's part of an avalanche, just like no single vehicle believes they are causing traffic. But making the choice to drive less will make a difference.
Combine trips, use public transportation, ride your bike to work, whatever it is that works best for you.
We'll all have cleaner air, cleaner water, and cleaner soil. And it will give you a good perspective on how dependent our society has become on the automobile.
Thanks for listening. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm John. What does it take to live without a car in OKC? We're trying to find out. You can read all about our experiences at carlosinokc.blogspot.com.